Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at RiverboatTwilight.com. Seamus Toomey on the line from Block Club Chicago. Seamus, let's talk about what's going on the south side and a touchstone of the neighborhood, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Bob. This is, we love to celebrate local businesses, and how about on their 100th birthday, their anniversary of their 100th year opening, the Beverly Bike and Ski Shop at 91st and Western. This is their big year, and it's a great little shop. You know, parents bought their bikes here, and now their kids are going there, their grandparents. It's just a little mom-and-pop shop. It was opened by a guy named Jim Kozar in 1921. It was bought by the Weiss family. Paul and Kathleen Weiss bought it 25 years ago. They said they put everything they owned into it, and there was apartments on above it, and they moved in there for a while, and they've been doing it for 25 years. So, you know, they spent a lot of the pandemic, they said, fixing bikes. You know, it's been so hard to find bikes and bike parts for the past year or so. But so many people, you know, dug out old bikes from their garage to get out. And so there's been a lot of bike shops have been doing a lot of repairs and getting old bikes back on the street in lieu of new supply coming in. But it was a good year for Beverly Bike and Ski. They got a lot of people back out on the streets, and congratulations on their 100th birthday.
You know, we talk a lot about hot dog stands. Everybody had a favorite in their neighborhood, but there were bike shops at one time in every neighborhood, too, that all the kids went to. And glad that that place is still going strong. Beverly Bike and Ski, 9121 Southwestern Avenue. Good for them. That is great news. Uptown's Wilson Men's Hotel is now the Wilson Club. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this has been a story we've been following for a long time because it's sort of a microcosm of a lot of things happening, particularly in the uptown neighborhood. You know, there were lots of single room occupancy SROs around uptown and around Chicago, places for people that could stay for a week, a month, at pretty cheap prices. A lot of them have just fallen into disrepair and have been either been knocked down or have been converted into apartment buildings with significantly higher prices. That's what's going on here. The old Wilson Men's Hotel, it's at 1124 West Wilson near the Red Line stop there. For years, it was a living code violation. This was one of the places where it was really cheap to live there, but the ceilings were chicken wire, and you could hear into the next room over. Really small places. It's been a battle to save this building and to change it, and it just opened. It's now called the Wilson. It's called the Wilson Club. They're set aside 74 of the units. There's 76 units. They're setting aside 24 of them as affordable housing for people well below the median income. Promised anyone that used to live there had the right to first refusal to get back in. Eight men have taken them up on that. These are small units, so we're talking 250 square feet by 350 square feet, and the market rate they said is about $1,200 for 250 square foot micro apartment in uptown. So it's the neighborhood is changing. A lot of the residents are worried about people being forced out of there, and this is an example of a way they're trying to preserve an old building, try to keep it affordable, and try to keep some folks that have lived in uptown their whole lives stay in there.
Some residents of Jefferson Park not very happy about an affordable housing complex. What's the deal on this?
Right. So we go a couple miles west to the Jefferson Park neighborhood. This has been also an ongoing battle. We're talking about at least 5 years to get this building. It's meant to be particularly targeting veterans, also affordable housing. It was a big fight in the neighborhood. Some folks just didn't want this apartment building going up. It's at 5150 Northwest Highway. It's a very big building. It finally did get approved. This is right across the street from the Jefferson Park Police Station. And we got to talk to the developers of it, and they said, hey, listen, to show how popular, or you know, how much in need these affordable units are, they had 150 are built. They got 700 applications for them. So people have to get on the waiting list to get in there. Veterans and people with disabilities have the right, are at the top of the list. They got a bunch of, about 150 applications from veterans. So it's going to open in the fall. It's just about done now. But it's, you know, another example of the sort of the battle for affordable housing around the city and elsewhere in the region.
And what is it, 75 apartments?
It's going to be 100 and... let's see, it's going to be 150 apartments, and they got 700 applications for them. So,
I see.
It's a pretty large building, but some of them are going to be set aside for people making less than the area median income. But it's one of many that advocates would say is needed in that area and all around.
5150 North Northwest Highway. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.